This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
It's the Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn way of communicating. Yeah, it's actually the DJV experience on the air every day for 3 hours, but you can hear it around the clock. If you go to TuneIn Radio on your computer, your mobile device, you search for Doug Steffen Now, and then the crew can be with you anytime you would like. So you hear an hour on your way to work. You want to find out more about what we think about things, because we have unique perspectives for sure. You just go to TuneIn Radio. You can find, it's Doug Steffen Now, but if you want to have specific input from us, there's another channel, Blog Talk Radio. Kara puts that together every day. Kara, would you like to describe for the audience what it is? They go to Blog Talk, they will find, because mostly it's the specialty things, although we're now working on
podcasting. Can we type in Doug Steffen in an hour instead on Blog Talk? I'm just kidding. Sorry, your keyword is Doug Steffen Now. I was just wondering if we could do Doug Steffen maybe.
Well, that's on. But there's so many of these things. This is what becomes so confusing about this, because there's so many ways. We can go to crndigital.com and find the program there. We can go to dougsteffen.com. We're redoing that website, all of that. In the next week or so, we'll have that to roll out, which will make it easier for you to get all of this stuff. And not only the current shows, but there's an archive. And that's sometimes what you hear if you go to TuneIn Radio as well. You can go back 2 or 3 years and listen to stuff at TuneIn Radio. So it's just it's a different way. It's the way the world is now. And you're working on a podcast, Kara, that will be available every day that sort of shortens.
Yeah, in the past we had 3 different files for the different DJV show hours, and now it's just one download, so you can get the whole thing in one file.
That's at Blog Talk, right?
Yeah, it's at Blog Talk. So if you go to Blog Talk, and I believe it's blogtalk.com/ Doug Steffen and Friends, you can find all of the different shows there, not just DJV show, but all of the other ones that you do.
Right. The myriad of things that I do.
The 25 different shows that you do. But yeah, you can. They're easily downloadable, and then it has the all of the different features that we have. So Warren and Tom Kay and Dr. Ken and all of those. You can find those there.
So the features are there, and the specialty hours like Good Day Health, The American Family Farmer, Talk Radio Countdown Show, those sorts of things can be found at Blog Talk Radio. So the reality is basically the Doug Steffen Daily program in its entirety is at TuneIn Radio under Doug Steffen Now. You can go to Blog Talk and get Doug Steffen and Friends with a lot of the other ancillary shows that I do. You can hear bits and pieces of a lot of different things. There's so much information here. And also there's so many different personalities. It makes it kind of fun. It's great for me because that may be part of my Gemini trait, even though I don't have any Gemini blood in me. We've been talking about astrology this morning with Donald Trump, and I know that I'm, in some respects, I'm a Scorpio, Pisces, Aquarian. So those are my 3 major signs, and there's inquisitiveness.
That's why you like me, because of my Aquarian nature.
Yes, no, I do, yeah. Most of the time you find people that you like best are either exactly the opposite from you, or they have one of your signs in you. So, meanwhile, back at the ranch, let's get to the economy before we do our sports report and our television report. General Motors today announcing some cuts. Now, this is interesting as to the economy. I always check Bloomberg every day to see what the hot stories are in the world of money and business news. And Bloomberg says, amongst other things, that Donald Trump is secure as the next president, which I find interesting. Nothing to do with, well, it does actually have something to do with business, because business is good. People feel good about Trump. And so there are those who would tell you, depending on what television show you're watching, what newspaper you're reading, that the economy is headed for trouble. Other people say, look at the stock market, look at the investments coming into our country from around the world. It's very secure. So when there are stories like this, there's a blip here And remember, the number one indices of having a good economy or seeing what the economy is watching housing. Housing starts, what housing is going for, and that market is very strong.
Yeah.
But people are blowing up in
Los Angeles.
Right.
For sure.
Oh, yeah, everywhere. Here it is, too. Factory jobs are being affected. General Motors is cutting about 600 jobs at a plant in Warren, Michigan, that they make transmissions. And there are a couple of reasons for that. More robotics, making some of the product offshore, and they just put it together. But there are also a lot of unsold cars. If you go by, for whatever the reason, people have satisfied their desire for new cars. You know how after the recession, people went out and the car business was great because everybody wanted to buy a new car. Well, now, in the last 2 or 3 years, people have bought new cars, so they're not going to sell as much as they did before. People say, oh, what's wrong with the economy? What do you mean, what's wrong with the economy? The market is saturated. People are not going to I like a new car every couple of years, but most people keep them 3, 4, 5 years. And so you got a new car 2 years ago, you're not going to buy another one for another couple of years. And so why do you keep yours 3 years? You have 3 year leases on yours?
Yeah, usually 2 to 3 years. I like to keep 3 year leases, actually.
Yeah.
Two years just flies by way too fast.
Yeah. But I like different cars, so I just like to have.
I do too. I like the new car smell, and you know, look, a car is never an investment piece, never, ever, ever. So people that criticize you for leasing, because I lease all the time, show me how much money you earned off that old jalopy that you picked up. Give me a break.
Depends on how much you drive. You don't drive that much.
If you drive
a lot,
that's my problem.
To lease, if you drive
now. And now I used to not drive at all because I was a mile away from work and that was kind of it. Now I'm driving 65 miles a day minimum, and that's a lot.
So that's why, in terms of whether you own or lease, leasing is good. You know, drive a lot. If you drive a lot, you need to own the car because otherwise you get creamed with what they charge you. All right, so that takes care of the news. Quick news update from the world of business and money and finance. Now let's check on a couple of sports items here. All right. So I don't know whether, I'm not sure which of these two is better for you. I suppose LeBron James maybe, if that's the one you want to follow. Jennifer, you're welcome to follow. This is not really a sports story, but it is because about LeBron James.
Yeah, and it happened in Los Angeles, I believe, or at least in California.
Right.
Excuse me. So let's start.
He's got a house in L.A. Where is his house in L.A.?
I don't know where it is. I know it's somewhere on the west side, but I'm not sure exactly where it is. But LeBron
all the
James,
good people live on the west side.
That's right, except for me. I live in the Valley. Totally.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm a Valley girl. LeBron James is preparing to defend his NBA championship. The Cleveland Cavaliers actually have their first game. Game one of the NBA Finals is tonight. And he might be a bit distracted. That might be good for his opponent because he's dealing with a racist incident at his home. This happened earlier in the week. Police confirmed that they were called to his L.A. home after someone spray-painted a racial slur on the gate outside the house. LeBron told reporters that he hopes what happened can advance a dialogue about racism. He said, no matter how much money you have, no matter how famous you are, no matter how many people admire you, being black in America is tough. That was at a press conference. He's been pretty outspoken about race relations in America throughout his whole career. Police say the person who vandalized his property may have been caught on a surveillance camera, so he may be able to be identified. The LAPD is investigating the incident as a possible hate crime. He wasn't home, by the way, LeBron. While the house was vandalized, he and his teammates were in the Bay Area playing the Golden State Warriors.
All right, so here's another sort of crummy bit of news about somebody who's really kind of crummy. Prosecutors, though, have dropped charges that were filed against a guy from Tennessee for throwing a catfish onto the rink in Pittsburgh during the first game of the Stanley Cup Finals. The perpetrator was Jacob Waddell, charged with disorderly conduct, possessing instruments of crime, after he tossed the dead fish over the glass surrounding the rink Monday during the Predators-Penguins game. The DA said in a Facebook post that his actions, quote, do not rise to the level of criminal charges, so they'll be withdrawn. Let's see. This he paid a $350. This guy is, I didn't realize that it cost you this much money to sit at a hockey game, $350.
A Stanley Cup game, yeah.
Stanley Cup.
Really?
Finals,
yep. And he brought a very large catfish into the game for whatever.
How do you bring a catfish into the game?
Listen to what he did. Can I tell him? Can
yeah,
I
go
tell
ahead.
You, Jay?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
So he gets this catfish at a market, right? And it's too big. And by the way, hockey fans are sort of weird with this. It used to be that they would throw squid on the ice when you would score a hat trick. Yeah. Or you'd throw the hat. I don't know. You people would throw squid on the ice for some reason. But anyway, so he gets this big catfish at a Tennessee market. He said his wife was okay with it. He took the fish home. He sprayed it with Old Spice cologne. So he just saturated this thing in perfume.
Old Spice means quality. So
threw
the catfish
right.
To the motion.
Threw yes. it into a cooler. Drove it to Pittsburgh. He filleted the fish before game one at a relative house. So think about how much premeditation is going on here. He cut out half of its spine, then ran it over with his truck to flatten it out in an attempt to better conceal it. You think you might be a redneck? He stashed the fish over his underwear, then under a pair of compression shorts, and then baggy shorts on top of it so it wouldn't be seen when he entered the arena. He then got into like the lower bowl section where he could heave the catfish over the glass, and sure enough, when they stopped play, he rolled that thing right over the top. How crazy do you have to be to do that?
He would not be getting any actions for quite a while because he had a catfish down
in
his
pants. Oh, smelled like Old Spice, though, to be fair. But he said that his wife was okay with it. This is what's so crazy.
See,
is that there's a woman that knew about it.
Better for Jennifer to tell the story because she's a hockey fan. I just couldn't imagine anybody doing
my
this.
My favorite part of the story is that the catfish was described, the guy was possessing instruments of crime.
Yeah, right.
A catfish.
Yeah. Well, you got to watch out for those catfish.
That's right. All right, let's do the TV report here. Couple of, I suppose, aftershocks from Kathy, good Doug. Kathy Griffin's Trump.
How about Covfefe?
Well, this is, I've always thought she was a crumb bum anyway, but this just more underscores. She got fired by CNN, which is great. But what I saw that really bothered me is that Barron saw the photos on TV. Now, here's a kid that's somewhat compromised anyway. And why should, you know, under the circumstances at this point, I guess I'm just really bothered by all the crap and stupidity and anger.
I just wish she hadn't played it off. She should have said, you know what, I was trying to make a political statement, it went wrong. But to say this was a joke, and sometimes it's funny. There's nothing funny about imitating an ISIS video. I mean, maybe if it was Halloween,
that shows you how bad
maybe she could have gotten away with it because maybe it was like a horror, gruesome scene. But
yeah, it's just anything for publicity. She's a loser. The end of Scott Pelley at the CBS Evening News has been flashed and flushed about. A lot of misinformation in the last 24 hours. Mostly, once again, CBS had planned to make the announcement so that the segue was smooth from Scott Pelley doing one assignment a month at 60 Minutes to two. And so he got paid. There's two sides to this story. There always are. Pelley is difficult to work with. He comes across as arrogant on the air, but he's good at what he does. So they don't want to lose him on 60 Minutes, but they don't like his flow, and CBS is on the lower end of the heap as far as those evening newscasts are concerned.
Yeah, they're in the bottom of the rating.
Doing very well. They're all losers. But because he hired, you know, from the TV show The Entourage, Ari Gold, the character. Did you ever watch that show?
I never watched the show, but Ari Gold is pretty famous, right?
Right. Well, Ari Gold's character was modeled after a guy named Ari Goldsmith. I can't remember, but he's an agent. And Scott Pelley hired him.
Wasn't
because
it?
He,
okay, maybe I'm losing it. But wasn't it Rahm Emanuel's brother that he was their agent? Wasn't that who it was?
Ari Gold was Ari, I'm just trying to find the guy's name, and I can't put my finger on it, but the CBS didn't like the fact they hired this guy and basically said, you want him to do the evening news.
Yeah, it is
him.
Ari Emanuel.
Yeah,
Emanuel.
And that's Rahm Emanuel's brother. Who
right, yeah,
is,
Ari yeah. Emanuel, right. So anyway, the bottom line is they were angry about having to pay him $15 million a year when they were paying him $5 million a year before. Now he goes back to the $5 million a year from 60 Minutes and they got to find another anchor. So anyway, but a lot of the stuff wasn't true that came out in the news yesterday.
Lots of good stuff on TV tonight.
Watch!
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Thursday on the radio. This week in 1957. The Moldy Oldie Goody Goldie from our rusty rack of wrinkled records. I was 10 years old. And this song was on the top of my mind. This song by the Del Vikings called Come Go With Me. Number 5 this week in 1957. Waiting to hear some of the other tunes that are from this week. But this one actually I kind of like the best. You never give me a chance. Woo! Crank it up, Kara. Go. This group was made up of studio musicians, all of whom belonged to at least 5 other groups, because that's the way it worked at that time. Everybody couldn't make enough money just doing one. So, and the clue to this is sometimes when you see those old PBS specials that T.J. Levinsky has produced from this era, you see the same people in 3 or 4 different groups. But this was a fabulous, fabulous song. You couldn't help but have a lot of fun. Give it a little bit more, will you, Kara? What do you think of this, Kara? You've never heard this song before in your life.
I actually have not heard this song before, but I like it.
Oh.
I don't know. Stuff from this time period is fun.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So let's keep moving here. Otherwise, we'll run out of time. Number 4 of this week, 1957. This was the second big hit for Chuck Berry. School days. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. Every song. American history is practical man. Have you heard this before, Kara?
Yes, I've definitely heard this one. You know, it's a good thing that his equation for writing songs was good. Otherwise, it would be bad that all of his songs sound
all
the same.
Sound the same, right.
But otherwise, it worked out for him.
Yeah, worked out fine. All right, next song came. This was a country crossover, one of the first, because in the 50s, it was the old standard country that was so fabulous. And then there was the pop world, and as they were finding their roots and their way around, some of them made the crossover. Number 3 this week, Marty Robbins in a white sport coat, pink carnation. Once you told me long ago, to the prom with me you'd go. Listen to the storyline. Now you changed your mind, it seems. Someone else will hold my dream. A pink carnation was the inspiration for Mary Kay. She's making the world a pink carnation.
Wait, was it really?
No.
Oh. I was going to say.
But I had you.
You got me.
I got you. 1957, this week, number two belonged to Perry Como. Perry Como, for those of you who don't know, was a barber. Came from, I believe, suburban Pittsburgh, where he grew up. And he would sing to his, he would sing in his shop. And one day, somebody who knew something came in and listened to him sing. And they, my God, you got a great voice. And so he recorded a song, and as they say, the rest is history. He became the star of his own TV variety show, had dozens of songs in the top 10, and about 14 that went to number one. This is one of them. The week before it became number one, it was number two, Round and Round. Give us a little more. Alright, but I gotta make room for number one. This song was number one for 8 weeks in a row. The last week it was number one was this week in 57. The Elvis person and all shook up.
Well, my hands are shaking and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own 2 feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love.
I'm all shook up. Mm-hmm. You must have heard this one before.
Yes. I've heard this one many, many times.
All right, that's it. Top five songs from 57. Del Vikings, Chuck Berry, Marty Robbins, Perry Como, and Elvis, 28 past the hour.
Want to feel like a total boss? Then switch to the best deal in America, Total Wireless. With Total Wireless, you get America's largest, most dependable network plus 5 gigs of high-speed data and unlimited talk and text for only $35 a month. Whoa, how did you get all that? Oh, that's right. You're totally a total boss, and you never sign a contract. Total Wireless, total confidence. Available at major retailers. Always refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at TotalWireless.com.
The forecast today is for skin itch and irritation, because with warm weather like this comes all sorts of bug bites and rashes. The best way to be prepared? With the power of 10. Cortisone 10, the anti-itch cream that brings fast-acting, long-lasting relief. Relief that lasts 10 full hours. So let's revise that forecast, because with Cortisone 10, your day is looking a whole lot better. That's the power of 10. Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
If you suck, and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
The hour now, happily yours, Doug Steffen with Kara Schulman at the controls in our studio in Washington, as we focus on how you live. How do you every day improve your life? Do you think about being focused, living in the now? Do you like the person you see in the mirror? Every day you come face to face with you, right? Who doesn't look in a mirror? How many times a day, Kara, do you think you look in a mirror? Well, apparently, yeah. The mirror fell.
You always catch me when I'm on the phone every single time. I can't listen to that many things. So give it to me again.
I'm talking about people being focused on who they are and coming face to face with your own reality. And I was thinking, how many times a day I look in the mirror only when I wash my face or I've come out of the shower and I'm brushing my hair. I don't look in the mirror that much. How much do you look in the mirror?
It depends. I mean, every time I go to the bathroom or take a shower or something, there's always a mirror in there. So I guess objectively, I look then. But yeah, I don't, unless I'm doing my makeup or something. Yeah, I don't carry a mirror around with me.
It's analogous with how we look at ourselves, whether we look in the mirror or not. Do you know who you are, and do you know how people view you? Most of the time, people see you differently than you see yourself. I think that's part of human nature. But there are things that, in terms of improving the simple little things that you can do to improve how people see you or look at you. How much time do you spend with your phone? This is always, this becomes sort of the catch-all, but really it is. Thinking about how you are using the iPhone or Samsung or whatever it is that you have, do you find yourself picking it up when you're in a conversation with somebody, when you're involved with someone? Do you just pick up the phone and look at it? I can't tell you how many times a day that happens to me. People, yesterday happened, I was at the bank talking to a couple of people, and one of the fellows just picked up his phone and looked at it when it buzzed. First of all, if you're having a meeting with someone, you turn the damn thing off. That's, I think otherwise it's just rude. So anyway, that's one, the practical side of how people see you. And if you're interested in changing and you change yourself, that's swell. That's a prescription for happiness. Prescription for unhappiness is when you listen to everybody else who are trying to get you to change and you don't want to, or you don't see or feel the sense that there's something there, but there's sort of a happy medium here. If many people who you know and like and respect have the same thought about you, then there's probably a chance that you're missing something. You're overlooking something, or you're in denial about something. And if you want to really be happy, it seems to me that you deal with constructive comments and criticisms that make you a better person. You may have more friends because of it. I don't really go around trying to collect friends. I am who I am. But I do listen to the people who are close to me. I've listened to the people that I've loved. I listen to my children and the people that I work with who have constructive. I don't ever think that I'm the king of knowledge or I know it all. As a matter of fact, I think every day is a wasted day unless you learn something new or you are different in some way or regard when handling situations. Problems, again, whether it's the reality of what you think about yourself versus what others think about. I think that's where it's like a full circle.
Yeah, I don't think it's not good to try and change yourself to try and gain more friends.
No.
Or to necessarily make people happy who are not in your inner circle. But I do think it's true that if you have a lot of people around you that you love and respect and you know that they have been good influences on you in the past and they all have the same thought, then maybe it's time to reflect on yourself and, I don't know, realize that those changes could be for the better.
Yeah. Yep.
It's easy to be in denial sometimes. I guess it depends what they want you to change. But I think that's how, you know, if someone is addicted to something or whatever, then in that situation, it's good to listen to the people around you and make changes.
Yeah, I agree. Jennifer Garner in the news today says she is not happy about the cover spot on this week's People magazine. This is one of those things where people who are in the public, she is so respected and respectful. This really annoys me. The headline is Life After Heartbreak. And basically, it's not an interview. It's them speculating and putting a lot of crap together. Even the cover picture was not authorized. They just took a stock picture of her. She says, my life's not a tragedy. And so, under the circumstances, she's ignoring it, sort of, and doesn't affect her family. But she wants to set the record straight. She is today, or yesterday afternoon, after I guess it came out on Monday, the People magazine, shooting down now this week tabloid reports that she's pregnant with twins. She says, quote, I have three wonderful children. My family is complete. People in a statement said the story on Garner is fair and truthful, adding it does not always include things that when they do stories, they don't always get quotes from the subject matter. It doesn't include rumors and does not say she's pregnant.
Okay. This is the whole, like, storyline that Jennifer Aniston had to deal with for years and years and years until
Brad.
She finally got married to someone else. I mean, you would see 6 years after they broke up, you know, she's still miserable, or they get some picture after she's worked out, she's tired and sweaty, she's been crying and she's miserable and blah, 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 and she will be for the rest of her life. It's
nonsense.
It's just, you know, funny talking about fake news and, you know, we were talking about anonymous sources earlier, and it's become this big thing this year. But, you know, this is what tabloids exist on.
But you know what?
Making up random stories.
I think Trump is right. If you don't have somebody that you can quote, and it's easy, especially in this era of fake news, just make stuff up. Some inside sources say, okay, who is it? If you don't give me the source that I can question myself, then you're not telling the truth.
Yeah, and I just never understand, because there are people
make
who take tabloid stories for fact, and maybe once in a blue moon, but I just look, and you can just tell by looking at them that they're all, you know, someone was bored and didn't have a story, so they're like, oh, well, let's make up this
make
random
up
story about this random person.
Yeah, right. Nonsense. It's all nonsense. All right. The following portion of the program will not be nonsense. We're going to focus on summer beauty products. Those of you who are interested in whether it's your nails, your face, your body, all kinds of great beauty products for you to be focused on here in the Northeast. If we ever get any sunshine, we'll be sure to use all of this stuff, which we'll talk about in a moment. Now I want you to focus with me on something that is a situation that's all too prevalent in our country today. All the people who are having problems with drug addiction. Maybe that's your story. Maybe it's a story about somebody that you know and love, a daughter, a son, child, spouse, sibling. There are so many people that are addicted to so many things. Painkillers, marijuana, alcohol. It goes all over the place. And so there is a situation, there's a company that's come on the scene that will give you some reason for optimism. The company's called Better Addiction Care. You can call them right now if you'd like. 844-262-8658, #1. Hit #1, and you'll get access to a free consultation to get into the focus of breaking the cycle of addiction, whether it's yours or somebody you care about. You want to get unhooked, get away from the substance? 844-262-8658. Better Addiction Care. The great thing about this company is that they take an individual approach. You'll talk to somebody. There's not a one-size-fits-all here. They'll assess your situation, tell you what they can do for you. You decide whether it's the right treatment. Better Addiction Care also is paid for by most of the insurance companies, 100% of the costs. So if you are interested in saving yourself or saving the life of a person you care about, call 844-262-8658 and get ready to recover.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
When you need spent a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the? Attack of the Angry Mosquito Relief.
Hey, watch this.
Ow. Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Goldbond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Goldbond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Goldbond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 past the hour on the DJV Experience. Joining us now is Cheryl Kramer Kay, who is someone that has been around the beauty world, the lifestyle world, for a long time. Beauty director at Shape Magazine. She was the beauty and fashion director at Star, Red Book. She's been all over the place. So I'm going to bring Kara in on this, because even though I'm a good-looking guy, Cheryl, I don't probably use some of these things that you're aiming to talk about. Many of the things will be, although I think that a lot of the skincare things are, men don't pay attention as much as they ought to, and that's where I might start here. I think men and women are always thought of as the ones most concerned about their looks, but I think men are more concerned, and if they aren't, they ought to be, don't you think?
I absolutely agree with you. I mean, I don't love a vain man.
No.
But I like a man who takes care of himself.
Right, exactly. And that would be yours truly. I don't consider myself vain, but there's no reason to not look. I mean, sometimes I'm not as careful about how I dress as I might be, but I think I clean up pretty well, and I think that that's an important thing for people to feel good about themselves. They ought to pay attention to how they clean up. So what do you have for us for the summer?
Well, let us start at the top, which is with our hair. You know, summer can be very rough on hair. We spend our days outside where our sun, you know, the sun is just battering our hair with its UV rays. We're swimming in chlorine and salt water. And then at night, we do more damage with blow dryers, flat irons, curling irons, all the things that we use to try to get our hair to behave. So we really need products that protect and repair our hair, which is why we're turning to Clairol Professional. This is a brand that has been on the cutting edge of the salon business for more than 80 years, and they've introduced a collection of at-home products called I Thrive, and it includes the Style Soothe line, perfect for summer, because it is formulated with their Style Ease technology, which soothes and smooths overstyled, unmanageable hair. So there's a shampoo, a conditioner, and a treatment. They're all lightweight. They protect your hair from heat styling, and they will leave your hair super shiny. They are also color safe, so if you have color treated hair, you can feel free to use them. And they also smell amazing. And they're available at Sally Beauty for $8.99 to $9.99. And you can get more information about them at ClairolPro.com.
All right, so it's starting at the top. We go to the face. We got a couple of minutes. Let's cover the whole body.
All right, well, let's go face. Our skincare routines, we need to step them up. I like to add a mask once a week to really deep clean my skin. And one I am loving is from Botanics. It's a skincare brand that is effective, affordable, and it harnesses the power of plants, which is pretty amazing. They have a best-selling product called Botanics Shine Away Ionic Clay Mask. Now, it has willow bark extract that is a natural source of pore-clearing salicylic acid. So it draws out impurities without drying out your skin. I have to tell you, I used this last night. My skin looked so good, and it felt so soft. I just applied it to clean, dry skin, left it on for 10 minutes, and then rinsed with warm water. It was that easy. You can find it for just $16.99 at Walgreens and Walgreens.com. And now let's, you know, we're going to stick to the face. I'm sorry, your body's going to get neglected. I apologize. We're talking about makeup now. I hope Kara's listening in and helping us out.
Oh, I definitely am.
I have found the perfect summer foundation. It's number 7's Lift and Luminate Foundation. Now, number 7 is the number one serum brand at Mass. I'm sure you've heard about it. It's won all sorts of awards. And the foundation that they're doing has that same luxurious feeling on your skin. Now, this has medium coverage, which is enough to even out your skin tone without feeling heavy, and it gives your skin a really fresh, dewy finish. It's lifting and luminating, just like the name says. Plus, it has skincare benefits out the wazoo. Pro-retinols for elasticity, antioxidants, broad-spectrum SPF 15 to help protect against free radical damage, and it's available for just $15.99 at Ulta and Ulta.com. And right now, if your listeners go to Ulta.com, they can use the code LIFTLUM, LIFTLUM, and they will get $3 off, which is, I think, a pretty sweet summer treat.
Good deal. All right, Cheryl, thank you for the tip. Cheryl Kramer K. You've seen her a lot on television and writing on beauty. And actually, if you Google her, she is quite a beauty, as is Kara. Kara's a beauty. We're all, I guess I'm beautiful in my own way, too. Thanks, Kara. 50 minutes past the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
By the beginning of the CBS Evening News, used to be with Scott Pelley, but it's not. This is a movie theme from a well-respected, well-done, kind of interesting and fun movie. All the right elements. This movie did very well, as I remember, Chucker, 20 years ago, Twister. So we have a birthday, or what are we talking about with regard to Twister?
I'm going to do a revival showing Sunday night on the big screen in East Stroudsburg at the Pocono Cinema, and I am personally going to pay tribute to the late Bill Paxton. This is one of his first starring roles where he was the not a supporting part, but a lead character opposite Helen Hunt in this film, which made a lot of money back in 1996. A lot of good special effects. I'm a fan of this film. I'm looking forward to
it. Yeah, it's a good film. Yeah. Paxton seemed to be very busy in his last few months. A couple of TV shows.
Well, he had this unusual or lucky knack, whatever you want to call it, for being involved with projects that were very popular. Yeah. And early in his career, when he had a small part in Terminator, and then he was in Weird Science, and then he was in True Lies, he was in Titanic, Aliens, all those were supporting parts, and those movies made a ton of money. And then he started getting offered more lead roles, like in Twister and the remake of Mighty Joe Young opposite Charlize Theron. But he had a huge fan base, reportedly a real good guy, and Twister's one of his more popular films as the lead actor.
Yeah, he was everybody's actor, in a manner of speaking, and one of those people that could work all the time, and people liked him. Yep. All right, so Chuck has got some movie news and insight to silent movies coming up here.
If you talk to me, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
As a 300-foot-tall dino monster, people think all I'm good at is rampaging. But there's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Yeah, they could save you money, but they also have over 75 years of savings and service. So Geico is super good at insurance. And yeah, I like rampaging. But I'm also a huge fan of opera.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
The forecast today is for skin itch and irritation, because with warm weather like this comes all sorts of bug bites and rashes. The best way to be prepared? With the power of 10. Cortisone 10, the anti-itch cream that brings fast-acting, long-lasting relief. Relief that lasts 10 full hours. So let's revise that forecast, because with Cortisone 10, your day is looking a whole lot better. That's the power of 10. Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
56 past the hour. Chuck Curry is here. I find you to be helpful when it comes to the demographic diversity that we have, that we go for on this program, Chucker, because you represent a lot of different thoughts. You're a very interesting guy. And it's nice to hear the news about what goes on in Strasbourg.
I represent crazy people.
Well, in a way, you do, yeah. All right, what do you have for movie news?
This is a rumor that hit the net last night, and probably some validity to it. Universal reportedly eyeing Dwayne The Rock Johnson to play the Wolfman in their classic monster universe. That means he'd be in the same universe as Tom Cruise's character from The Mummy, Russell Crowe, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. And I believe the studio also announced a Bride of Frankenstein movie. This makes sense because Fast and Furious franchise is over at Universal, and I have to believe the studio wants to stay in good graces with Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I mean, it's over. Why is it over?
Well, I said it's what? I said it's over?
You said the Fast and Furious franchise was over.
No. I said it's the same studio that produces the Fast and the Furious franchise. No, there's going to be at least two more Fast and the Furious movies with this original cast, and then he's going to do reportedly a spinoff film in that franchise with Jason Statham. So, the latest Fate of the Furious, Doug, has made $1 billion outside of the United States, $200 million here. So now they're going to keep going with that franchise for a while. Wonder Woman tracking at around $65 to $75 million opening weekend. I'm going to predict it's going to open higher, 95% positive reviews. I want to say it's going to open $90 to $100 million when it hits theaters. This weekend. I'm going to go see it tonight at 7 o'clock, so I'll let you know what I think about it tomorrow morning.
Right. I'll see it over the weekend, I think, probably if I have time, depending on the weather here. Follow Chuck Curry, Chuck at Poseidon72, and listen to his weekly podcast, Movie Maniacs, which you can find on iTunes and Audio Boom. Chuck Curry with Doug Steffen on the DJV Experience at 59 past the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.